Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, it's the talk that's going all around the world as far as basketball goes, but off the court, LeBron versus Stephen A. So we'll talk all about it, him going on Pat McAfee and all the different media outlets that talked about it. I'll cover that, and then I'll give you my final analysis and the whole thing. So with that said, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy TD back with the All Things Basketball with TD podcast. And guys, there's a lot happening in the NBA. You got Final Fours right around the corner. You got the playoffs coming full steam at us. But you have this ancillary stuff going on off the court. So we will get into all that in this episode. So with that said, let us not delay any further. Let's jump right into it. So, and I talked about it before, LeBron James going on the Pat McAfee show. So, guys, with this whole thing, it was all calculated, guys. Everything was planned out. And what I say to this, I call this next level trolling, because think about it. We know about the confrontation between LeBron and Stephen A. Smith, where he goes and confronts him on the sideline while he's watching his Knicks play the Lakers out in LA. And it happened between the third and fourth quarter, where he goes and steps to him. Mind you, Knicks were leading in that game, and after this confrontation, you know, probably got the competitive juices really flowing in LeBron, and there you go, the Knicks lose it. So go figure. But nonetheless, it's next level trolling because LeBron decides to go on the Pat McAfee show. Now, Pat McAfee comes on before First Take, right after First Take, in fact. So you're talking about LeBron going on a platform that Stephen A., you know, First Take is his baby, and you go on right after that, and you have this interview, a massive shot at him. So he goes on there, and, you know, it's over an hour long interview that he gives. And you got to think about it, guys. LeBron is in his 22nd season. So he's at the point where, you know what, I'm just going to let it fly, let the chips fall where it may. Some of it, you know, with folks catching strays, I'll talk about that as we go on. So, you know, it's all part of, he's a smart man. He knows what he's doing in that regard. So that's the thing that gets us to this point. So I'll talk all about it as we go through this. So let us start with Open Floor Podcast. Now, this is a show with Chris Maddox. Chris Maddox, longtime basketball writer. He's done it for Sports Illustrated. He wrote for them. And then you have Rachel Nichols on there. Rachel Nichols, of course, she's part of the ESPN machine during her time. In fact, she hosted the in-studio show, NBA Countdown. I believe now they call it NBA Today. So she was on that show, so she knows the ins and the outs. So they talk about it for 15 minutes. And mind you, this is directly on the same day, later in the day, after the Pat McAfee interview. And Chris says he doesn't want to watch First Take the next day because he knows that both ESPN and Stephen A. will use it as content. And boy, did they use it as content. And Rachel she broke it down beautifully, the genesis of it and everything, as far as why LeBron has beef with what Stephen A. Smith initially said. Because you got to remember, guys, on January 29th, he went on First Take to voice this. Then he went on his show to kind of reinforce it, if you will, the fact that this was around the time Bronny was brought into the game early, played 15 minutes against the Philadelphia 76ers. And then, mind you, too, the scenario. They were on a back-to-back, so they were trying to rest guys and all those sort of things. And J.J. Redick said, you know what? Let's give Bronny some early run. And he was going up against the likes of a Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey, a guy who was an all-star last year, and you could have made a case this year if his team wasn't so bad. So Tyrese Maxey's going to roast about 80% of the guards in the league, full stop. So the kid had a tough time. And that led all the talking heads to go off about it, including Stephen A. saying he's not ready and all these things, not taking into account he is a rookie coming in, just as all the other rookies in the league. They're going to get cooked their first year. That's just baptism by fire, if you will. But everybody took it and ran with it, including Stephen A. So, and the topper on it all, which I've said a bunch of times, you called into question LeBron's parenting skills. And again, I circle back to this time and time again. When you're calling LeBron's parenting skills into question, you know who else you're calling their skills into question as far as parenting goes? Savannah. You're calling Savannah's parenting skills into question because she allowed LeBron, quote unquote, to do it. And again, this was a J.J. Redick decision. It wasn't a LeBron decision to put him in that game early. It was a J.J. Redick decision. So all of it is just poppycock. It's nonsense. So that's the whole gist to all this, which is why I said that his wife said, baby, you can't let this man talk about our son like that. You can't have him questioning us like that. Handle that. So there you go. So that's what Rachel Nichols had to say. And moving on to the Dan Patrick show, he echoed the similar to what Rachel said as far as the parenting go. That's where the trouble lies in all of this. So that's where the question was. But nonetheless, I actually want to play you some of the sound from the interview. I forgot to do that initially. I want to play you some of the sound here, and then you be the judge, guys, as far as this whole thing here. Now, here's the clip I want to play in that regard. Then we'll go back to what Dan Patrick had to say on his show.
No, he literally, it started off with, I didn't want to address it.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it. But since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
You would have been on to talk about it.
Are you kidding me? If there's one person that couldn't wait to the video and drop so you could address it, it's your ass. Like, seriously, he completely, like, missed the whole point. The whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job, to criticize or to, you know, be in a position where, okay, if a guy's not performing, you know, that is all part of the game. That's all part of the game. But when you take it and you get personal with it, It's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players, you know. And I think a lot of the media, including him, and I know he's gonna be happy as hell. He's gonna be smiling from ear to ear when he hears me talking about it. Oh my God, he's gonna get home and grab some ice cream out of the fucking freezer and sit in his chair and his tiny whiteies on the couch.
I hope at some point you do get
yeah, chance, like, but you're like, right, like relax, bro. Like, relax.
So that's the sound that has caused this eruption, if you will. And of course, you know, Stephen A, the next day, he went on a 15-minute diatribe where I call it the most embarrassing and cringeworthy 15 minutes I've ever heard on TV in terms of sports. So I'll cover that a little later. But yeah, so Dan Patrick, he talked about the parenting skills that you called into question. Like, what are we even doing with that? And in terms of the Pat McAfee interview, he said the biggest bombshell in that that people aren't really talking about because they're more focused on this Stephen A. stuff is that he kind of insinuated that the NBA drafts are rigged. He talked about him going to Cleveland and how that transpired. Then he talked about Derrick Rose going to Chicago. Both guys, hometown guys, going back to the team of their city, and Wimby going to San Antonio. So that's the thing that people are just kind of washing over because of this whole brouhaha there. But, and then in terms of Stephen A. Smith saying he'll swing on him, which I have the sound for that. Give me 1 second. This is just beyond the pale, guys. I mean, what are we even doing with that nonsense? Okay, here it is.
That man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him. Immediately. Man put his hands on me, I would have immediately...
Now he's talking about LeBron, and which led Dan Patrick to say, come on, what are we even doing here? And I agree. What in the world are you talking about, Stephen A? You going to swing on that man? Are you kidding me? So there's that. Charles Barkley, he interviewed him on there. They talked for about 20 minutes. Not all about Stephen A, but they talked about Cooper Flagg and him, how good he looks, talked about other guys playing in the NCAA tournament as well and some of the teams. And then he got around to it saying, who had the worst week out of LeBron and Stephen A? Barkley said both of them had a bad week. He called LeBron a bully for going on the Stephen A. Smith show. And to which I say, how's he the bully when he wasn't even the cause of all this, so to speak? So I disagreed in that regard. And then also he called Stephen A. Smith's response to it, the 15 minutes I told you about, he called it lame and weak. I'll talk about that later. And then he basically said, come on, Stephen A., you're better than this. You know, going into the mud, if you will, to go back and forth with LeBron. But he said both look bad in all of this, which you can make a case one way or the other. He called LeBron a control freak, talked about, you know, him going on that show and doing what he did and so forth. So he talked about that also. So Barkley, he wasn't happy with the situation, which kind of speaks to friend of the show, D. He also said, you know, what's going on here? You got a billionaire and a millionaire, grown men having this war of words is kind of embarrassing, to which you have no argument with that as far as that goes. So there you go with that. So that's what Charles Barkley said on Dan Patrick's show in that regard. Let us move on. Road tripping. Now, I listened to this. They went on about 25 minutes talking about this, but there were some good nuggets in here in that regard. Oh, before I get to them, Draymond Green, or the Draymond Green show that he does with Baron Davis now. Draymond, and now, see, this is where, you know, sure, Stephen A. talks for a living, but sometimes you talk and you kind of put yourself in a trap. Draymond on the show said he's sick of seeing it. You know, he's kind of like, I'm sure a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm sick of it. And also, he pointed out the hypocrisy in this, because remember, last year, you know, Draymond had his incidents and so forth. He's been a model citizen thus far this season. But last season, where he choked out Rudy Gobert after he went after Klay Thompson. So you had that. And then the dust up he had with Joseph Nurkic. He had that situation. So, and of course, you know, First Take, they're going to talk about him in that regard, calling out the fact that him getting physical out there and, you know, hurting his team and all those things. So he called it hypocrisy, as far as, because remember, Stephen A. says, you just heard it, the sound, that he would have swung on him if LeBron put hands on him. So that's where you put yourself in the trap. You're being a hypocrite right now, Stephen A. You chide Draymond for his physicality, yet you talk about you would have got physical with somebody. So that's a bad look. And then also, too, and he kind of slyly mentioned the fact that of him being better, you know, an actual player in the league at basketball, being a better at basketball. So that was kind of a slight sly. I didn't make much of it, but so that's what Draymond said on his show. Road Tripping, I alluded to that. That's a show with Allie Clifton as the host. On the show, you have Richard Jefferson, you have Channing Frye, and the special guest on the show was Kendrick Perkins. Went for 25 minutes long. A lot of good nuggets in it. Kendrick Perkins, he basically said that he's not in the middle of the beef, because he was on that same day that Stephen A. did his 15-minute rant, if you will. He said he's not in the middle of the beef. That's their beef. But at the same time, in a different segment, he talked about LeBron James, kind of insinuating that on First Take, that LeBron's picking of his podcast partners, because he's going to start back up the Mind the Game podcast. But obviously, J.J. Redick's coaching, so he's going to need a new partner. And he chose Steve Nash. Steve Nash, who once coached the Brooklyn Nets, so he's bringing them on there. Hall of Famer, one of the brilliant point guards in the game when he played. So he's bringing him on. So Kendrick, he questioned, you know, he could have brought in any number of guys. He could have brought in one of the guys on Road Trip, and he could have brought in Phil Handy, who's actually was coaching in the Unrivaled League, the 3-on-3 Women's League. He could have brought in a Draymond Green, but Draymond already has his platform. So he kind of insinuated that. Also, he said, Mind the Game podcast was actually the brainchild, if you will, of J.J. Redick. He came up with the idea, and LeBron said, yeah, let's run with it. So there's that. And then Kendrick said also there's something going on between Stephen A. and McAfee, which we know they're not bosom buddies. They're not hanging out together or all these sort of things, you know. But that's a story for another day. But he did say both took it too far nonetheless. So Richard Jefferson, he went on to defend LeBron's choosing of who to go on the Mind the Podcast with him. I mean, Mind the Game Podcast. And he fought against the undertones that Kendrick was trying to create when he said that, as far as, you know, the choice that LeBron made and the fact that LeBron has been on the Road Tripping Podcast, and he's gone on other outlets. You know, he has his own, where he had the barbershop, and he had all those sort of things. So he would bring guys in. So to insinuate what he was insinuating, not cool. And you know Stephen A is going to egg it on because he's already in his feelings. So you have that. And also, too, he pointed out the podcast platform that Draymond does a show from is a LeBron creation. So again, what are you even trying to go there like that, KP? What you doing? And then also he said that it was a calculated move going on Pat McAfee, like many of us said. And again, the way, you know, they have the videos playing as part of the show. So it was already planned out a few weeks prior. LeBron's agent, Rich Paul, goes on there. So you know, behind the scenes, they're talking about LeBron getting on there and so forth. So there you go with that. And then Channing Frye, his major beef was with Stephen A. Smith, saying you don't have to lie in order to get your point across. Where Stephen A. in his soliloquy, where he mentioned Kobe's memorial, saying that LeBron wasn't there. I'll talk about that later. And then D-Wade not being at D-Wade's Hall of Fame induction. I'll talk about that a little more in depth later. So he said, you know, you need to fact check yourself before you put stuff out there. And then also he said he gave Pat McAfee the interview because he knows Stephen A. Smith hates Pat McAfee. So I'm like, hey, who knows? So, and then the last part of it was Allie Clifton. She said that LeBron James, and because he had a game in Indiana. So from the Indiana arena to where Pat McAfee does his show is an hour-long trip. So that even fortifies the calculation of LeBron going all the way from there to Pat McAfee to do the show. So definitely planned and charted out. So there you go. So that was the Road Tripping Podcast. On Dan Lebatar's show, the show that he does, and oh, by the way, on the show was Amin El Hassan, and Amin was arguing the fact that basically that the league needs to step in and say something and do something. This doesn't happen in other sports. The fact that, let's say we're talking football, you don't see a guy like probably the equivalent of Stephen A. in there would be like a Rich Eisen, who's like the voice of the NFL network. You don't see him having a war of words with Tom Brady or, in this case, Patrick Mahomes. You don't see something like that. You would see this back and forth and all this nonsense. So there's that. and the baseball equivalent, you don't even see that either. So he just pointed out it looks ridiculous, you know, and that the league should step in and do something. When he said that, Dan Le Batard told him that, no, that would be a network decision, not the league decision, because he had a situation when he was on ESPN, Dan Le Batard was, that he said something about the league, and I believe it was Stephen A. who was on ESPN told him he can't say that because of the network's policy or standing, if you will, in that regard. So he says more of a media thing, network thing, than anything else. Also, he said, well, Dan Le Batard said that ESPN loves this. They absolutely loves this because of the ratings that this is driving. For Pat McAfee's show, for Stephen A., because now you know he's going to clap back. So they're loving all of this. And then Amin comes back and says, LeBron wanted to take a shot at Stephen A. Smith on his ground, which is ESPN, which broadcasts the Pat McAfee show. It's not a ESPN per se show, but it's shown on ESPN. So, you know, the rules he played by are not necessarily the rules that First Take plays on. So there's that, and that Pat McAfee is a safe space, quote unquote. And that he's basically, LeBron's taking a nuclear shot inside the building. So that's what was said on the Dan Le Batard show. The Odd Couple. Oh, I've been waiting to talk about this. The Odd Couple with Rob Parker on there and also Kelvin Washington. As far as Rob Parker, full disclosure, guys, full disclosure, him and Stephen A. are friends. Not just, you know, within the sports writing space that they both occupied, but, you know, away from it. They're friends, you know. Both guys are from New York, from Queens, if I'm not mistaken. I know Stephen A. is, I believe, Rob Parker as well. So they're longtime friends. So you got to understand, Rob is coming at this not from a more of a biased opinion. So here's what he said. He said LeBron was more unprofessional in this. He was the more unprofessional person in this feud that's going on. He also said that this started with LeBron confronting Stephen A. Smith. He said LeBron is the one who won't let it go. He also said LeBron is too big for this, to have this kind of situation going on. He called him childish, and he said he needs to concentrate on his team. And then the next day he would go on with Ephraim Salaam, and because that night they won, actually, when he said this about the unprofessionalism. The next night, they lose a game, and then Rob Parker says, it now is LeBron distracted by this. So he's playing both ends against the middle in that regard. And then Kelvin Washington, this is what he said, that most of Stephen A.'s career, he's never gotten personal until now. He also said LeBron is being petty by going on Pat McAfee's show. By the ratings, you know, he know the show is going to get ratings and all those sort of things. He said the whole situation is disappointing. He said that they're crossing a line that you can't come back from, and that where does this end? So I will address, you know what, I'll address what Kelvin said first, and then I'll hit Rob Parker last. First of all, you said most of Stephen A.'s career, he never got personal until now. False. Absolutely false. We see him get personal with Kawhi Leonard when he talks about him as the worst superstar a team can ever have, where he says that. And you see how he was getting really personal about Kyrie Irving when he was with the Brooklyn Nets and all that was going on with him. He got personal there, so much so that Kyrie's dad had to step in the mix and, you know, kind of step to see Stephen A. in that regard. So there's that. And I do agree, you know, this has really crossed the line here, and I'll talk about that later as well and where does it end. But I did disagree with his take as far as Stephen A. never getting personal, which is absolutely false. Now to Rob Parker. You said LeBron started this by confronting Stephen A. Smith. That's revisionist history. Rob, you know good and well, all of this doesn't happen unless Stephen A. doesn't go on his show and calls into question that man's parenting skills and calls not only on First Take, he goes on his own platform. That's where all of this bubbled up to. So to say that LeBron started this, you're not giving the facts, so stop it. And then you said LeBron is not the one who is the one who's not letting it go. Rob Parker, your boy Stephen A. went on with his Nino Brown gear on, threatening and talking big talk. So, again, that's revisionist history, man. Your boy went on there. Excuse me. Your boy went on there doing all the things. So why are you not talking about that? Come on, man. And then he says, too big for this and childish. I'm like, come on. You just gone below the belt with this stuff. Call it what it is. Call it what it is. That's all I'm saying with that, Rob Parker. You wilding on that. So there you go in that regard. Let's continue. A couple more, and then I'll give my final analysis, and we'll be done. What's Right Show? What's Right Podcast with Nick Wright. Now, Nick Wright, we know, is a longtime LeBron fan. So we'll parse it with that. But he gives some very interesting takes here. His was about maybe 10 minutes long. He says the biggest error here made by Stephen A. Smith is where he says LeBron will smile in your face and stab you in the back. Stephen A., can we remind you of when Skip Bayless left First Take to go to Fox to do his show over there? You brought in Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman, eventually you didn't like him, and everything came to a head when Terrell Owens was on there and called Max Kellerman more of a brother than you. So once that happened, in my opinion at least, I thought that's where the partnership between them start to fizzle, because Max Kellerman was coming to the defense of brothers, because, you know, that's the knock on Stephen A. You know, he goes on his show and he knocks all the brothers and so forth. And so Stephen A., you ran Kellerman off your show because of all that nonsense. So to say somebody stabbing somebody in the back, and I'll just leave it there. There's some other stuff. I'll just leave it alone. So he said that. And then also, too, Nick Wright pointed out that you initially claimed that you didn't have a problem with LeBron James and that he had the problem with you. And the problem he had with you is because you didn't see him as the GOAT. You always had Jordan as the GOAT. So But now you're telling us you have a problem with him from all along. And mind you, the last time they had like kind of a sit-down interview was 2008 after he won his first NBA MVP award. Actually, the old footage has popped up as of recently. So, and that's the thing with Stephen A. Smith. Actually, I'll talk about that later. I'll save that. So that's pretty much what Nick Wright, he said some other stuff, but those were the points that stuck out for me, at least. So there's that. And then my last outlet I'll talk about is Nightcap with Unk and Ocho. Now, Unk and Ocho, you know, actually more Shannon Sharp. He avoided talking about the confrontation initially when it first happened some weeks ago because I guess in his mind, he said, you know what, it happened, you know, because remember, Shannon Sharp kind of had a situation himself when he kind of went after the Memphis Grizzlies at one time, you know, including Ja Morant's father, T. Morant. So he kind of had a situation himself, which he, you know, manned up and squashed so that it didn't get out of hand. So kudos to him for that. But he thought the situation would go away until, of course, here we are. So Shannon Sharp says, Stephen A., he should have let it go. After he responded on his podcast about it, he should have let it go from there. But no, he goes on Gil's Arena. I'll talk about that in a minute. And, you know, does all that and whatnot. And this is what ruffled LeBron's feathers again because, you know, he, like he said, he's going on this Taylor Swift tour all over the place talking about the stuff. So there's that. And then he said, bro, you're about to turn 58 years old. What are you talking about? You ain't swinging on nobody, which I agree. I absolutely agree. Come on. He said, that's not even in your MO. So what are you doing with that? To which I very much agree. So it's kind of what he said. And, you know, Ocho said, Stephen A. said it publicly, so LeBron stepped to him publicly, which I agree with that because, you know, you have people saying, oh, he could have pulled him on the side. No, it was public what he did, so LeBron said public is where I'm going to deal with it. So there you have that. So that's all your outlets as far as that goes. Now, here's my final analysis. First, I'll start with LeBron. LeBron was being absolutely petty. We all can see that. Stevie Wonder can see that, guys. Going on Pat McAfee's show, again, directly after First Take, this show comes on. So for him to do that was an absolute shot at Stephen A. in First Take. So there's that. And there were some other points he made that were kind of beyond the pale. When he said Giannis Antetokounmpo, he said he would score 250 points in a game if he played in the 70s. We know he didn't really. That's just crazy talk. And even Giannis addressed it because somebody asked him about it. And Giannis being the joker that he is, said, no, he'll score 275 points. But what he did say, and I've echoed the same thing when it comes to the GOAT talk and all that kind of stuff, that was a different era, which called for a different style of play. This era calls for a different style of play. So to compare players and so forth, you really can't do that because the rules was different. All the kind of mechanisms was different. I agree with 100% as far as that goes. So I thought that was brilliant on his part to say that. And then what he said about Brian Windhorst calling him weird. I think that was more of a Pat McAfee product than a LeBron James product. I think LeBron just got swept up in the emotion of it all because Pat McAfee, he has beef with Brian Windhorst. You know, Brian Windhorst, he's all over the place. He's on First Take. He's on Get Up. You know, he has his own podcast, The Hoop Collective, that he does. So he's being pulled in a million different places, Brian Windhorst. So Pat McAfee wanted him for a spot on his show. And when he couldn't do it, he was caught up in some stuff. So from that point, Pat McAfee had beef with him. So now his go-to is now Shams Charania, who, you know, he's a NBA insider. He no longer calls upon Brian Windhorst. So I think that was more Pat McAfee, you know, his beef, if you will, with Wendy. But LeBron, you know, he got finished talking about Stephen A., so he was whipped up in his emotions. He calls Brian Windhorst weird. I think of all the things that he said in that interview, I think that's the one thing he would probably want to take back, because I thought that was an unfair shot. But I think it was all hyperbole, once again, like he said with the Giannis scoring all those points. I think it was hyperbole. I didn't think much of it. Of course, Brian Windhorst, being the professional that he is, took the high road about that statement. So, mind you, Stephen A., when he had him on the show the same day he did his diatribe, he tried to stir up things within Wendy to talk bad about LeBron, which Wendy didn't take the bait. So I was actually proud of him doing that. So there's that. So, and then also LeBron said there's not enough analysis taking place as far as the game goes. Because, you know, First Take is a debate show. They're not going to break down the true minutia to the game unless you bring specialists on. So there's that. And then inside the NBA, the only person really breaking down stuff in that regard is Kenny Smith. You know, LeBron will say some stuff here and there. He'll talk about his G16 classification, whatever he says, as far as the big man. Barkley, not so much. So in that regard, he's kind of right. But, you know, you're not going to get it on the First Take type of shows in the Get Ups unless you bring in specialists to talk about stuff. So there's that. So, and he said that's his reason for creating the Mind the Game podcast. So you get the breakdowns and so forth of the game. So there's that. So that's my thing with LeBron as far as the final analysis goes. Now for Stephen A. Smith. I think the biggest mistake he made in all of this was, and I'm going to use an old school term, guys, going on Gilbert Arenas' podcast, Gil's Arena, with, you know, hosted by Josiah Johnson's on there, along with Gilbert, of course. Rashard McCants on there. Nick Young is on there. And Kenyon Martin. All those guys were there that day that Stephen A. went on with his Nino Brown outfit. And it basically, like I said, selling wolf tickets. So, yeah, I thought that's where he went wrong. And now, mind you, that same show, Gil's Arena, is now clowning you, Stephen A., for talking about you would have swung hands with that man. Come on. See, they got you on there to egg you on and get you riled up, and you took the bait, you had your clothes on already, so you was already feeling yourself, and you went there, which, come on, you are a sports writer, now you're a you know, a TV show host, and you talk about you swung on somebody after you just signed that contract for $100 million? Come on, man. Come on. Stop it. I know, you want to bring a contrast as far as the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing goes, but come on, man. You stepping into waters you can't even step out of. Come on with that. Stop it. So there's that. And then, like I said, after his LeBron's appearance on Pat McAfee's show, he goes on this 15-minute rant. Again, I call it the most embarrassing, cringeworthy 15 minutes I've witnessed on TV in terms of sports. It was that bad, guys. It was that bad. And with that said, he has messed up his credibility as far as talking about LeBron through a fair-minded way in three ways. I'll tell you those three. First of all, he no longer has access to LeBron, so that sticks in his craw. Again, the last time he had a sit-down with him was 2008, guys, so somewhere along the way, that access was no longer available. I think a lot of it had to do with the way LeBron left Cleveland to go to Miami, and then the first year in Miami where they had the utter failure in the playoffs. So there was that. So I think that goes into it as well. And yeah, so I think that access there is problematic for him. So I'll just say that. Secondly, he claims he has no problem with LeBron, where in fact it's actually the other way around. So you can't do that. So there's that. Yes, so you claim you had no problem with LeBron, but it actually is the other way around. And you revealed as such that you don't care for him now and that you won't talk about him after he retires. So what? That's just ridiculous talk. So there you go. That's the second thing. And then the third thing, I think the most important thing, you lied when you talked about, when you went on the 15-minute rant, you lied in the process of that. When you talked about Kobe's memorial, him not being there, when in fact he was actually there. There was people who was called on the stage to talk about Kobe, and they alluded to LeBron being there. It's just that the cameras didn't pan on him. So he was there, but you said you misspoke about it. It's funny. When you say something and it's not accurate, you misspoke. But you sit there and call LeBron a liar. You can't have it both ways, Stephen A. So there's that. And then also talking about the D-Wade's Hall of Fame induction, when in fact that was around the time Bronny was going through his situation with his heart. And remember, it was the pandemic and everything, so all the schedule for Hall of Fame got a little wonky. So there, yes. So he wasn't able to make that because he was looking for a heart specialist for his son. So come on. You going in the mud digging for stuff that ain't even supposed to be there. But you did all that to, kind of buffer your points, but in process, you lied. So that gives you no credibility, Stephen A. So that's that. All right, and then this one last point, then I'm done. And I may be going out on a limb with this comparison, but bear with me. It is eerily similar and reminiscent of almost 30 years ago, guys, with the Tupac, Shakur, and Biggie Smalls beef that they had. In this regard, where you have the two camps that are dug in, you have LeBron's camp, and you know, he's got players and alike that's, you know, on his side. And then you got the Stephen A side, where you got people like Rob Parker, even Jemele Hill came to his defense in a whole lot of regard in all of this. So, and others too. So you got these two camps here that are dug in into their positions. And then you got one person that's benefiting from all of this, and that's ESPN. ESPN loves this for the ratings. They're absolutely ecstatic. But much in the way that back in the day, Vibe magazine, when they had, well, he was Puffy back then, Puff Daddy, they did a interview with him for the magazine and how they kept, you know, flaming the fires of the East Coast, West Coast beef. So it kind of reminded me of that, if you will. And with that, remember, it was, you kind of opened the door for outside agitators to come in and, you know, and with their allegiance to one side or the other, to act in ways that are unseemly and could cause harm. So I'm just saying, be careful with that. Be careful with that. Well, I like this beef to go away. Absolutely. I don't want to have to do a whole episode on this stuff. We got so much going on. We got the Final Four that's happening. Very exciting there. You got the, you know, all the number one seeds going in basketball as far as the men. And then three number ones and number two for the women. So it's exciting times. Then you got the playoffs coming down the pike. Teams are fighting it out and everything. So I don't want to have to do a whole show on this stuff. But, you know, I just want to put this thing to bed, because I'm at this episode, unless something earth-shattering happens, I'm done talking about it. So there you have that. So, all right, guys. So that is it for me. Like I said, you got the Final Four preview that's going to come up. I'm going to serve that up for you guys. And then also the playoffs. The playoffs is coming down the pike. We'll talk about that as well. So a lot of stuff to get into, guys. Of course, you know, the show, it's All Things Basketball with GD.com. That's the website. You find my episodes there, all that's happening in that regard. Also, my donate buttons. I don't have the scroll going today, guys, but donate to the show. I have three buttons on my website, on the donate page, PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, Spotify button. That's ways to give. My Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, that's $GD, that sports dude. And then my email, that sports dude GD at gmail.com. If you look at other episodes, you'll see it in the scroll. So I didn't have the scroll today. I was just trying to do this broadcast here. So with that said, I thank you for listening. Oh, also YouTube, I'm there. Also, as far as podcast platforms, I'm on all of those. Apple, leave reviews, like the videos where you see them. As far as social media engagement, Instagram, TikTok, also Blue Sky, been kind of on and off there, but those are the major ones. Facebook, you know, I'll put stories up and all that sort of stuff, but that's the extent of it. So that's, that's that. All right, guys, I thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care.